Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, got some things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
you should be pleased.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, I love it when I run up into people and they say that to me. They say, hey, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Then they wink at me. I know they're listening. You know, I got a lot off my chest yesterday. I wanted to clear some things up, and I appreciate y'all giving me a minute, because sometimes, you know, you just got to say some things out loud. Not complaining, but hey, just verbalizing, but realizing that I got to keep going anyway. And that's my words this morning to you. That I want you to keep pushing no matter what happens. I want to share something with you that's important. That's very, very important. See, you have to give God something to bless. You know, if your prayer is asking for God's blessings, you got to give him something to work with now. You know, you got to show the spirit of appreciation or gratitude. You got to let him know that you're in it for the long haul. No matter what happens, don't turn around. Don't go back. You will never, ever see what the end could be if you turn around and go back. You'll never know what the end could have been had you stuck it out. You'll never know how good it could have gotten had you not just weathered the storm. That's the thing that gets most people. That it get tough for them. It get hard for them, and then they let doubt set in, and then those doubts become facts, and the next thing you know, they give up. Ever cross your mind, had you not given up or had you given your best, what the results or outcome could have been? I look back on my life on so many occasions where in college I wasn't giving my best. And I flunked out. Now, it's easy to look at my life now and go, yeah, but look at you now. But back then, man, it cost me for so many years. That failing to finish, that not giving my all, it cost me a number of years. I wish I could say that it didn't mean nothing, that it was just a blimp on the radar screen. But at the time, it was major. And so you have a lot of decisions in your life that are happening now. You may be in your 20s. your late teens. You could be in your early 30s and it's happening. But guess what? You'll eventually get through it, provided one thing. You never give up. You never turn around and go back. Had I written myself off because of one failure, see, and this is where so many people go wrong at too. You write yourself off after you failed at something. The one thing you thought you wanted to accomplish and you failed at it, now you write yourself off as a failure. Now you go settle on into life and just see what hand you get. When I flunked out of college, had I written myself off as a failure, I wouldn't be here today. When I lost my carpet cleaning company, I would have written myself off as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I didn't become a diamond distributor in Amway or a direct distributor in Amway even, I would have written myself off as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I bought a distribution kit to become a distributor of the Bohemian Diet and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure. When I became an A.L. Williams distributor and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. Oh, I got a list for you. When I got laid off at Ford Motor Company, had I written myself as a failure, I wouldn't have made it. Do you need some more? Because I have a story filled with mishaps. I have a story filled with failures. Couple of things now. The grace of God and his mercy, which is available to us all. See, that's the key, y'all. Because of his mercy. Because of his willingness to forgive. And to even understand why we do the things we do. In all of my shortcomings, failed marriages, I'm talking about, man, got it all wrong. Can't blame nobody else. It's just me. Steve ain't have it together at that point in life. I could have written myself as a failure the first time. I just could have gave up on it after the second one. And please know, this is an admission. This ain't bragging. So before you start in with me, understand what I'm saying. I'm pointing out in my life a series of missteps and failures. But how I still get here today? Couple of things. God's grace and mercy is first. But that's the key that's for everybody. See, if it's God's willingness to forgive you and God's understanding of why we do what we do, because he said we wasn't going to be perfect. So in all of your imperfections, your creator told you you would not be perfect. He said it to you. It's out there. I don't care which one of the books you read, it tells you that. So guess what? With that in mind, he has a grace that he has. It's like a grace period. It's like when you don't pay your insurance premium on the day that it's due, the next day they don't just cancel your insurance premium. They have a grace period because they ain't trying to stop this money from coming in. But when it comes to God, there's no money required. He just gives you the grace freely. It don't cost you nothing. So you got to tap into that, y'all. You got to get in touch with that because that's an important part to making it, understanding that his grace is available. So when you make a mistake, so when you fail at it, he has a loophole in the contract with him that allows you to make mistakes, that allows you to get it wrong, that allows you to fail time and time and time again. But if you never give up, if you keep getting up, if you keep trying, if you keep striving, if you keep making the effort to go forward and not go back, God has a blessing for you, and he has it in abundance for you, and God will give it to you at the right time. But you got to be ready. Oh, I want it to be successful, but if he had given it to me back then, I wouldn't have handled it correctly because I would have made some more mistakes along the way. So you make the mistakes to learn the lessons. And what I learned was every failure that I had was not really a failure. It was a valuable, gained, learned experience. And when you get experienced, man, you gain knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom. Next thing you know, you're ready for the next time. And then after a while, when you failed enough times at it and you've gotten it wrong and you've made the adjustments as to the person you are, because everybody different, then guess what? Here he come. Okay, I see you get it now. Let me go and give you this, see how you do that. Then if you show appreciation for it, then he say, all right, I'm going to add this to you, pal. Let me see how you act with it. Okay, you show appreciation, you help some people with it, then he dump a little bit more on you. Then next thing you know, it's in buckets, fools. You just raining on you. He just dropping it in there. You just, Lord, man, God been good to me. I ain't gonna lie to you. Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, Steve. Turn my mic on.
Carla Pharrell.
Good morning.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
What's up, Jay?
Hello, Governor. Hello, Governor.
Thomas Miles.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning.
All day. Mississippi Monica.
What's up?
That's right.
That's that, you got that voice of smoking two packs of unfiltered Camels since she was nine.
I know, but she doesn't even smoke.
That's a white liquor voice, Steve. You're absolutely right, man. White liquor.
A white liquor voice.
Damn the moonshine.
clear.
She done upgraded it, though, to Tito's. She ought to be a rep. Tito's ought to cut her a check.
Yeah.
She be everywhere asking for Tito's. We was in Paris, man. She was so embarrassed. The man says, we have an excellent vodka. We in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We close to Russia.
Mm-hmm. You want Tito's.
Which is their specialty. They done bought a vodka out with the caviar that's so rich. I'm talking about, man, it was unbelievable. She took one sip. This ain't Tito's.
But, Steve, we like what we like.
No, it's not Tito's. It's better. Step up, quit being common, and quit asking these people for Tito's, because they ain't got none.
It's hard to pull people out of
the hell, we at
Steve.
The Creole it's Hotel, hard. And you talking about some damn Tito's. They got their own cognac over here.
Man, that's
this
crazy.
Ain't Tito's, the man said. Pardon me? She said, this ain't Tito's. The man was just confused.
He didn't know.
He don't even know what she talking about.
She just wanted what she wanted, Steve.
Oh,
you
man.
Know how that goes.
Yeah, send that picture. Send that picture to everybody.
Yeah.
This is what the man Post tried it. To give her, but here she wanted Tito's. Lord have mercy. I looked at her and went,
were you
why
embarrassed?
Did I bring
you were embarrassed,
her from
you?
Mississippi to pass when the Mississippi clearly is going to make the trip?
You brought her from L.A. to Paris. She hasn't lived in Mississippi in quite some years.
What that got to do with how she is? Gotta look at her. She's a Mississippi representative. I had a lady on the show the other day from Mississippi. Yeah, tell her you met. I forgot the lady's name. I know Mississippi Monica. We went to school together in Jackson. I went,
Yeah.
All good.
All good.
Everybody in Mississippi know everybody.
Seem like it.
Monica just shook her head, yes.
Okay. I just wanted.
Except if you live in the Delta, on that Delta, that little river, they try to act like they don't know that. Yeah. Y'all need to go over there. It's still going down. I'm talking about, there's some people over there ain't even celebrating Juneteenth yet. Yeah. They got some great people
but
in Mississippi.
But, the people we met
Mississippi
have
State,
been wonderful
Ole Miss.
People. Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, they got some cold people in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I got some good friends over there.
Coming up, black men who whipped a lot of behind.
Lots.
A lot of behind, okay? That's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Junior, Tommy, and, of course, J. Anthony Brown. You're all here to talk about one of Steve's favorite subjects, okay?
Yes.
And this is about black men, Jay, who have whipped a lot of butts.
Black men who have kicked a lot of behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you two. Everybody else come up with two. I'm going to give you two right quick. Black men who have kicked, beat a lot of butt. Number one, Mike Tyson and Jim Brown. What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, they whooped some behind. They whooped some behind. Did Jim whoop some behind?
Yeah.
On the
football
field.
You know Jim whooped some behind. Yeah.
You ain't ever seen Jim Brown play football? Yeah.
Jim was cold.
What you got, Junior?
I'm going to tell you one off the top.
Uh-huh.
First black man I know who whoops him behind is my daddy, Delvin Lee Spates. First of all, let me just go ahead and just credit him right now over anything. It didn't really take much. It just had to be an upsetting in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if my mama's upset, it could be an off day. He didn't get his check on time. Now, how is that my fault?
Uh-huh.
Mm. This one right here, Joe Jackson.
Yeah, he did.
And I want to thank Joe, because Joe wanted great families out there, man. God rest his soul and rest in peace. But Joe Jackson did what he was supposed to do as a man.
His kids turned out
just fine.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
he
never got enough good credit for being a man that he was.
Yeah. They would have been all out of step had Joe not whooped the behind.
That's right.
Whooped, man.
Everybody that made mistakes as parents.
Yeah.
But Joe Jackson produced one of the greatest entertainer families in the history of entertainment.
And truth be told, that's
the
how
reason
they were
the
raised.
Osmonds didn't dance like they danced, because they didn't get their ass beat.
No.
Jackson's
running circles around the Osmonds.
Really?
Sitting up in here.
The Silvers.
Jay, who else you got?
I got it right here. I miss him. I couldn't understand what he was saying, but I do miss him. Kanan from Power.
Oh,
man.
Kanan.
Yeah.
Kanan from Power. Mm. Boy, he whooped a lot of behind, man.
He's gone.
He did. He gone.
They took him out. Yeah. I never did learn how to speak tight teeth, but man, I miss him.
You're going to make me do something to you up in here in a minute.
Man, you're going to make me do something, man. Man, I hate it.
You're stupid, Jay.
I got one.
What you got?
James Evans.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that man knew how to whoop some behind.
Right.
Yeah.
And you never saw it.
Kids too.
Yeah. But,
you could tell it had happened.
It went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one right now.
Who?
Steven Seagal. In all black.
Yeah, he done whooped a lot of people.
He done whooped a lot of people.
You done slid off of the subject of black men.
Well, he wore black, huh?
Stay your ass on the subject.
He wore a lot of black.
We didn't ask you who had on black.
That's another bit we going to do.
Yeah. Get your young ass on point with the damn joke.
Well,
catch naming people in black. Hell, G3 had on some black shorts when he fought Canelo. What, we won't give him one, too? Your ass talking about.
The bit went someplace else.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't think of one when it's your turn pass.
No.
Yeah, I'm talking about he had on black.
Yeah, he did.
Then when I'm sitting up here, I say Joe Jackson, O.J. Simpson. Are you sure you want to say that? Well, hell, it's better than what the hell he said. Who turn is it, Tommy?
Nino Brown.
Ooh,
Nino
one of my
Brown. And Wesley he was Slides, black.
Baby. He was black.
Yeah, he was dark.
He was damn near burgundy. Yes, he was.
I got one.
All right.
From Cleveland, Ohio. Charles Oakley.
What?
Yeah.
Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
He knocked him down.
Put plenty of ass. Seven security guards at Madison Square Garden.
Drug
their ass straight down to the ground. And I'll tell you something, man. And if he didn't have that jacket on, we'll still be in Madison Square Garden. Charles Oakley, my boy from Cleveland, represents.
The greatest of all time, Steve. The greatest of all time. Muhammad Ali.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's no better than that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
What?
Uh-huh.
Of ever.
Yeah, he did.
Ever, ever, ever.
The GOAT. Yeah.
I'm talking about whoop you, make you say his name and everything.
Change his name, same ass whooping. What?
He fought Cleveland Williams and knocked the process out of his head.
I saw that.
He came in there with a comb. He left with a fro.
I got one more. Whoa.
Come on.
But hey, now, Junior, he did wear black. He had on black. I'm talking about Jim Kelly. What? Yes, he
was black.
Did.
Oh, Marshall. Yes, sir.
Karate, yes, man. Sir. Certainly.
He fought. All of he sense. Fought Bruce Lee.
But you yeah, know, he fought Bruce Lee. He sure did.
He
yeah,
sure he did. But you know who else whooped a lot of ass?
Who?
But never got hit. Michael Jai White.
Oh,
But but now his name White, though, so I don't know if he count as black.
You're so confused now, Junior, huh?
He get one bad ass.
You don't know what to say.
He
gonna
preface all his. I like to one of the greatest ass whoopers I ever knew.
Yeah.
Y'all may not know him, but Lord have mercy. When I call him, he's there. Ladies and gentlemen from Cleveland, Ohio, the living legend himself, Biggie Wiggy.
Biggie
Wiggy. Yes, sir.
I want to thank Biggie. I've seen with my eyes some of the greatest truth. Whoopings ever put on other human beings. This boy right here could throw.
Wow.
He could throw them hands, boy.
Could he throw them up?
Oh,
look at Biggie in his eyes and say, that ain't good.
It was pretty to see. It was pretty to watch.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to have our good friend, attorney Benjamin Crump. He's going to be here to talk about this Dallas police shooting. And also coming up, the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, national news. Today is the 17th anniversary, of course, of 9/11. We will never forget that. And Miss Ann will be here to talk about that. Other headlines. Yeah. Yeah. Other headlines are neighbors in the Carolinas and Virginia are preparing for Hurricane Florence, which has now been upgraded to Category 4. And, of course, in entertainment news, John Legend says Kanye might be serious about running for president in 2024.
That's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
So was Trump.
That is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
So was Trump.
Well, we going to have us make some money on these jokes. We got to see.
Y'all know good and hell well that what we don't need to do is be after Kanye ass running for president, not after Obama. Now, y'all stop this right now. Let me get Yeezy on the phone.
Yeah.
I got his number, but let me just talk with him. And John Legend, quit, y'all, listen to me, quit supporting ignorant mess.
Well,
yeah. Ignorant mess supposed to be on a radio show. That's where it belongs.
Well, he is an American, and he has a right. He has a right to declare. He, if he
I got
to
all
run,
that,
run.
But we ain't got time to be burning votes,
wasting them.
That's what we do.
We got votes, got to count.
Yeah. All right, the King of Pranks is here, guys, with Run That Prank Back for today. Nephew, what you got?
Relationship departure. Yeah. Sometimes you got to do it like I do it. Watch this.
Hello?
Hey, Brian. Hey, baby.
Yeah, what's up?
I was calling to tell you, baby, look, I just can't do this anymore.
I got it.
Huh? What?
Hello?
Hello?
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, this is Greg. I know you was just talking to Val, but this is Greg talking to you. It's Brian, right?
Greg, who? Yeah, this is Brian. Greg, I was just talking to my wife. Did you put her back on the phone?
No, I'm not gonna be able to do that.
So, why can't you do that, man?
Hey, let me explain something to you.
Explain.
All right, there's some things, you know, long conversations about this.
Whoa, how you know my wife on a first name basis like that, man? Who are you?
Like I said, man, my name is Greg.
Okay.
At the airport. Okay.
Which airport? Why are you at the airport with my wife for?
Hey, let me. Doc. All of this is complicated. Okay, it's real.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, make it simple for me.
Okay. So what I want to explain to you. Let me explain to you, man.
What?
We've had a lot of long conversations about this. It's something that she's.
What? When was this? Why are you at the airport with my wife?
Is with me. And
why?
Is leaving with me. Okay?
What leaving? And y'all, what do you mean leaving? Leaving me? Oh, hell no. Put her on the phone. Hey, I don't even want to talk to you, man. Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone, man. Look, you need to put her on the phone right now. Leaving. I don't believe that, man. I want to hear her say that.
You want to talk to me?
I don't hear you, son. Yeah, let me talk to my wife, man, because you're about to make it. What's up? What's this dude talking
calm
about?
Calm down, sweetie.
Calm down.
I've been trying to tell you this for a while. See, you think everything's okay, but it hasn't been okay.
Why are you telling me this over the phone? Why can't you just come home and tell me this to my face, baby?
Okay, go sit down.
Why can't you just tell me this to my face?
Hey, bro, come on, man.
No, man, why are you home, man? I'm just talking to my wife, man.
Hey, bro, I know this is painful, man.
You don't know, all right? You don't know nothing,
hey, brother,
all right?
I know this
you don't
is...
don't know nothing.
Okay.
I can't believe this. Just put my wife on the phone, please. If you got any ounce of a man in you, just put my wife back on the phone.
All right, bro. Let me say. Can I say something to you, man?
What you got to say, man? Unless it's my wife on the phone, but you ain't got nothing to tell me.
I'm gonna put her on in a second, but let me say this to you, man.
Say it, man, and wrap it up, all right? Because I need to talk to my wife.
I just want you to know this, Brian. This is
let me know something.
This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tommy
got me to prank phone call you.
Okay, if you pranking me, what's up with the airport stuff in the back then? Y'all at the airport?
No, bro. Your wife is here at the studio, man. Ain't nothing happening, man. Your wife, hold on, I'm going to let you talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
You all right? First of all, are you all right?
Man, it was about to be a murder scene, man.
Look at me now. Now who's a big prankster, huh? I got you. Finally.
You could have been a little bit more
subtle
than this.
I'm so tired of you doing that to me.
You and your
brother, you think y'all the only ones can prank people.
He said you and your brother be pranking all the time, man.
Boy, man, it's light stuff, though. I am, girl, you ain't.
Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up? Happy birthday, Brian.
Great gift, man. Let me talk to my wife, man.
I ain't got nothing to do with your wife. Hold on.
Please.
What?
Woman, you got me, all right? Don't. You ain't got to go this far, all right? You ain't got to go this far every time.
It's supposed to be funny. I did feel a little bad when you kind of started tearing up, but I'm glad to know you fight for me like that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Fight. It was going to be some fights. It wasn't going to be a fight. Oh, girl, just, hey, bring your black home.
I'm coming, baby.
Stop at red light.
Stop at red light. That is relationship departure. What y'all think?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear all the airport stuff in the background? Did you hear all that?
Yes, we did.
Take it too far, man.
That's you got to do that. You got to drop that sound in there. Make a man feel like his woman finna leave him. He crying. I got you. When I got your back against the wall, I keep going.
Wow. All right. Any day now.
I doubt it very seriously, sir.
Okay. Well, that's only because it hasn't happened yet.
Hey, sir, can I prank your hood?
Sure. Huh?
That'll be the day it happens.
Sure. Sure. Go right ahead.
Really, sir? Can I prank him for real?
Yeah, that'll be about as close to that ass whooping as you're going to get. So I said, go ahead, do it.
Go ahead, sure.
He already country, too.
Yes. It's different.
Fairly, what angle could I go at him? What'll make him jump?
There's a... Taught me. Anything you, about me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything about his cotton candy. Anything.
Okay. That's the nickname, Cotton Candy?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Ooh, okay, cool. See, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, put Cotton Candy on the phone. What?
Yeah.
Put my Cotton Candy on the phone, like I said, man.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, that's gonna do it right there.
Steve, you're awfully quiet.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about. No damn cotton candy.
That's my nickname. That's Nesto's nickname.
That's her nickname
for me. He was asking me how to get him, and I said anything about me.
Yeah, he gonna call Nesto and say, "Put my cotton candy on the phone." Now, you don't think that sounds like immediate?
Yeah,
that's immediate.
That's gonna be the one right there.
Yeah, help your nephew.
It could work.
All right, listen, coming up in 30 minutes, our special guest will be civil rights attorney Ben Crump. He's going to update us on the senseless killing of yet another black man. This one happened in Dallas. We'll talk about it in about 30 minutes, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today is the 17th anniversary of 9/11. Wow.
Mm. Where were you? Where were you?
Oh, we were at work. We were at work.
At work.
Yeah, we were all at work in L.A. Before the show went national, all of that, Steve. I know you remember that day well. Well, in New York, ongoing focus remains on the new One World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan. The single skyscraper replaces the iconic Twin Towers that were destroyed on September 11, 2001. We will never forget the lives lost and the heroes, the first responders. Miss Ann will have more in our news report in just a few minutes. It is time for today's entertainment news. It's never good news when you see George Zimmerman's name in the trending topics. Okay, I think we mentioned him earlier in the show, Steve. The man who killed Trayvon Martin is back in the news for sending a series of threatening text and voicemail messages to a private investigator hired to find people to feature in the Jay-Z docuseries Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story. When Zimmerman was asked to participate via a voicemail, he responded by calling the PI, his name is Dennis Warren, back 55 times. He called this man back 55 times, leaving 36 voicemails, 67 text messages, and 27 emails over a course of just 9 days. The communications included threats to Jay-Z and Beyonce, telling Mr. Warren to tell Jay-Z he's a B and his wife is a broke whore. It was horrible.
All of that's wrong.
Yeah.
I just ask a question? What he got to do to go to jail? Because they lock black people up for anything.
For anything.
So this ain't a terrorist threat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's a terrorist
but
threat.
But I'll tell you what, though. Now, you run over there with Mr. Carter if you want to. That's not a safe zone, partner. There's some people over there on that side of the camp ain't gonna let you do that to him.
Yeah, he
was. Not him, but there's some people standing in that area. Mm-hmm. That's not gonna, you're not gonna be.
Yeah, Zimmerman went on to say, Steve, if I see either of them in my life, they'll find themselves inside a 13-foot gator.
What?
I mean, he can say this and walk around free.
Mm-hmm. He don't even know. When you start messing with Beyonce, he don't even understand what the beehive do. Damn law enforcement. You got a whole other problem, partner. That damn beehive.
They're serious, right?
Man.
Yes.
I'd rather have them than the police.
Protect you.
Because they don't care what the law is. Yeah.
Yeah, back in May.
Matter of fact, I'm thinking about taking out stock in the beehive.
Help them move
around.
It's
the most valuable fan base I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, I want the beehive to adopt me. I'm asking the beehive for your help with the National Enquirer, with Radar Online. Oh. I want the beehive to help me. Where
I'm
is
going
the
to see
beehive? Dog, I'm sitting. Look, this is a direct message. Let me talk to my social media right here. I'm asking the beehive to please adopt me. If you could just treat me as tenth as good as you treat Beyonce, I'd be more than happy. And go get all them haters that's coming after me. I want the beehive to adopt a 61-year-old black man. I need leadership, guidance, and a family.
We're going to call them the African bees, Steve. That's the name of them.
Man, that's what I want.
All right, Steve, it is time to get caught up on today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, everybody. This is Antrip with the news. We are now at the peak of the hurricane season, and forecasters say there are storms approaching from the Atlantic and the Pacific. States of emergency and evacuations declared in Virginia, North and South Carolina. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president wants Americans to heed official warnings.
These tropical storms and hurricanes are very dangerous, and we encourage anyone in the path to heed the warnings of state and local officials who have the expertise and knowledge of their communities to provide the best on-ground information.
Looks like the worst will be along the southeastern coast. They're bracing for Hurricane Florence, which is growing to perhaps one of the strongest storms to ever hit the mid-Atlantic coast. Today is September 11th. This is Ann Tripp. It's that time of year when we sadly reflect on a horrendous attack. People's feelings now, years later, mixed.
I feel very safe. I'm a retired law enforcement, and I think TSA is doing an excellent job as far as protecting our passengers and making sure the luggage is good.
Unfortunately, I don't feel any safer. I still think that it's a hostile climate, and anything can happen at any time, and we can't defend ourselves at every moment. Can't forget what happened, so we should definitely still celebrate.
This consistent cloud of uncertainty that we are now placed under, no, I don't feel safe.
My mother lost a cousin. They only found a shoulder blade, so I definitely think they should continue to celebrate. But definitely, you can't, when that day happened, they wasn't expecting it either, so you can't say when or how.
The political thing that's going on now, it makes me scared.
We can never erase your pain or bring back those you lost. We can honor their sacrifice by pledging our resolve to do whatever we must to keep our people safe.
I don't feel safer because all the safety standards that President Obama put in place is being rolled back with the current president. I feel like that he's causing so much division not only in our own country but amongst the international community too.
I definitely feel safe, but no matter how much security you get, stopping people from coming in, there's people already here that's probably angry and could do something at any given time. I think the president is causing a lot of problems, and, you know, that's just, you know, everybody knows that.
Because of the president that's in place right now, a lot of the work that has been done is being undone. I just feel like it's important for us as a community and as people to put our trust and our faith in God, because, like I said, some things are out of our control, and there's only so much we can do, but we need to do what we can do while we're here.
As far as safety, I don't think we can depend on America to feel safe anymore. I feel like we got to look to each other, and as well as a high power, which is God. We need to pay homage to those people who lost their lives.
This is Ann Tripp. Okay, Steve Harvey Nation, Attorney Benjamin Crump, our special guest. Tell us about the Dallas police officer shooting. That's what he's going to do coming up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, joining us now, as promised, we've got a man who has become just a fighter for justice for the downtrodden and oppressed, always speaking up for people who don't have quite as big a voice. He is the president of the Black Lawyers Association. He is our trusted source for insight on the tragic deaths that have been occurring within our community. And today, we're sad to say that he's back with us to talk about another senseless death in Dallas, Texas, Botham Shem Jean. Please welcome to the show our friend, Attorney Benjamin Crump.
Wow, welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Thank
good morning,
you. Welcome.
Thank good morning. You so much, Steve, and all for having me. Steve, again, we need your platform because this situation is just shocking on every level. They've been killing Black people in America for driving while Black, while we're in our cars, for walking while Black, while we're in our neighborhoods, and now in this case, living while Black when he was in his own apartment, not breaking the law, minding his own business. Police come through the front door, shoot him twice in the chest and kill him. Woo. And then they take 3 days to arrest the officer.
Okay, So Attorney Crump, tell us exactly what the account of the incident is. They're claiming what happened.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have Botham's account because he's no longer with us, but the police officer, this Amber Geiger, her account is she went to the wrong apartment, allegedly, and we have a lot of witness testimony, new information coming out from neighbors that seem to fly in the face of what she's trying to allege. But she says she went to the wrong apartment, the key wasn't working, she thought it was her apartment. Somehow the door came open. We still don't know the answers to that because she has her Fifth Amendment rights as a police officer, and they won't tell us what she's saying. But what we do know is, based on her account, she believed her apartment, some intruder was in the apartment, and so she shot and killed him. Now, these are the police officers who are trained, Steve, to decelerate a situation, not escalate it. She's supposed to de-escalate the situation, but that's not what we had happen here. And think about this young man, who's an amazing young man. I know we throw that word around a lot. He was a college-educated young man. He was an accountant working for Price Waterhouse Cooper accounting firm.
Wow.
I mean, he was a singer in the church. He loved to talk about, you know, how people can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. His mother was the Secretary of the Parliament back in their island nation of St. Lucia, and he was doing everything right, but today he is dead, I believe, because that police officer feared his black skin.
Hey, Attorney Crump, hang on 1 second. We'll be right back with more about this case out of Dallas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, we're back. We're continuing our conversation with Attorney Benjamin Crump. Let me just comment about what you just said. This is a trained officer, a police person with training.
Oh, the woman who shot him.
Okay, now, let's take a regular person. I come home, I live in an apartment. I go to a door in my apartment complex that I'm thinking is mine, but it's not. Maybe I try the key, it don't work, nothing, I don't know what. But somehow, the door comes open.
Somehow.
If he opened it, if her key opened it, her key couldn't have opened it because it wasn't her place.
Right.
So this man had to open the door for her. Now, when he opens the door for her, whether it's her apartment or not, but the stone cold fact is he was in his apartment. What did he do when he opened that door that deserves his death?
Yeah. To make her shoot him twice in the chest.
That's the exact point, Shirley. And Steve, I thought you were also going to say, if you would have done that,
bruh,
you would have killed him, you would have been arrested that night.
Bruh.
Yeah, not 3 days bruh. Later. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I go to someone's door and they open their door and I shoot them in their house, I know good and hell well I'm going to jail.
You're black
blind. It ain't no need of me.
Yeah.
What am I finna say when they come? Hey, man, hold up.
I thought
that was my place.
Right.
You thought what, sir?
Right.
And Steve, just two quick things. Imagine the legal precedents this would have set had she not been arrested. The fact that anybody can now say, based on precedents in Dallas, Texas, I went to the wrong door and I thought it was an intruder, so I shot and killed them. The police officer in Dallas didn't get arrested, so why are you arresting me? We can't have that type of precedence in America. It has to be equal justice for everybody, and they can't have it both ways. She's claiming she was off duty, but yet they're still giving her special treatment because she's a police officer. She killed him with her service revolver. There's a question whether or not she identified herself. There are neighbors who have accounts who totally contradict what she is saying. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Botham John gets the same due process of the law.
But it's cool. Let's take that fact. That's open to shut case. Mm-hmm. But the part, though, is you did kill a man.
Right.
Yep. For doing what?
I know. Hey, Ben, in this case here, did they have some sort of relationship, the officer and Mr. Botham John?
The officer has said they had no such relationship. But they're still trying to figure that out because based on some of the things, and we're not at liberty to say that, the neighbors have said, really, doesn't make sense with the things they heard occur before the shooting. And, you know, this is an apartment complex. People can hear things in an apartment complex, especially at night when, you know, it's a quiet hour.
Yeah.
And what Steve was suggesting, Shirley, was very much like many sensible Americans, because this is not only shocking for the John family, this is astonishing to sensible people when they hear this fact that he's in his own apartment. Why isn't she arrested? And why are the rules always different when it's a dead person of color lying on the ground?
It makes no sense.
It makes none.
Yeah.
And I tell you what's really interesting here. I ain't heard nothing from the president. Tweeting about Roseanne's show.
You're not going to hear nothing from the president. Trust me.
Benjamin Crump, thank you so much for your efforts and your work. You are a true soldier for justice. You are just what we needed at this time. And you, my brother, have stood up. And for that, we want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Omega Man. I will tell you, Steve, well, your platform, you allow me to come and talk about these cases. It really matters. And so from the bottom of my heart and the family of Botham Jones, thank you to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you. Attorney Benjamin Crump, everybody.
And coming up next, the nephew with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, a stepmom that may need to step away.
Okay.
But right now, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. Nephew, king of pranks, what do you have, sir?
New dress, signature boutique. New dress, signature boutique.
Uh-oh.
Run that thing.
Thank you for calling Signature Boutique.
Yes, I'm trying to get... Hello?
I can hardly hear you.
Is this Signature Boutique, please?
Yes, it is. Can you turn your music down a little bit?
One moment. Okay, how's that?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help
All right.
you?
Is this Signature Boutique, please?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very well. I am looking for an evening dress. Do you have evening dresses there?
Sure, I do. What style and who are you looking for?
Something in black, preferably.
Okay.
Long gown. We're having an extravaganza.
Any particular style? You want low cut? I mean, is this for your wife, your mother, girlfriend?
No. My name is Alfonso. It's for me. Is there a problem with that?
No, there's no problem with that at all. I just need measurements.
Okay, I'm looking probably for a size 12, but between a 12 and a 14. Are you able to do alterations if necessary? This is going to be for tomorrow night.
Okay, we do have an in-house seamstress. You can come down and I can lay out some things for you, and you can just pick and choose from what we have.
Okay, very well. Also, how far are you located? I'm in my car now. I want to get something done today because I definitely need to have my dress. The dress that I have before is actually ruined. So I want to make sure that I am I have the best dress at this extravaganza. Who are your dresses made by, ma'am?
We have all types of designers here. We have local designers. Most of our evening dresses are by our local designers. So.
Okay, are they on the high end? I don't want any trashy or a crazy look. I want something that's going to look very nice and elegant.
No, we don't have trashy here. There's some really nice, elegant sequins, jeweled. We have all types of evening dresses here.
Okay, very well. So I'll probably be there within the next hour. Is that going to work for you?
Yes, I'll be here for the rest of the evening till about 6:30.
Okay, and you're going to have things pulled out for me to look at. Can you start doing that now?
Yes, I can, as soon as we get off the telephone.
Okay. You make sure you pull black, you pull reds, and you pull blues, okay?
Black, reds, and blues.
Okay.
And you said a size 12?
I've told you what size. Is your ass listening to me at all?
I'm listening. I'm just making sure. I want to make sure my clients are, you know, well taken care of.
Let me explain something to you. You're dealing with Alfonso. When I get there, I don't want any out of you.
Hold up. Now you don't have to curse me. I was just trying to be polite and provide a good customer service. There's no need to be cussing me out like this.
I'm just letting you know you're dealing with Alfonso. When I get there, I don't want
you. You don't have to let me know.
Listen to me. Quit talking while I'm talking. Shut up.
Hey. You know what? We can end this conversation because I don't have to talk to you. You don't know me to talk to me like that.
First of all, I'm en route. I will be there within an hour. I want you to have all my laid out when I get there. Okay? And I want this boutique completely closed for 2 hours so Alfonso can try on what he needs without any interruption by your other customers. Okay? Hello?
I don't know who the you think I am calling my shop. This is my shop. I run this. I built this from the ground. I'm trying to put on a professional attitude for you and make you feel good. And then you come with this bull. Who the are you? You don't listen, know me.
I need.
Shut the up. Shut the up. Listen to me. I don't need customers like you. I got high dollar customers. So you. Take your where you find
I need my dress.
Else to buy
I
you.
Need my dress.
Shut the up. Shut the up and listen to what I got to say. Now you come calling me, wanting me to do provide a service for you. I'm trying to provide a service for you, and then you come cussing me out. You don't know about me. You don't know me.
I need my dress.
I don't care what you need. You can go somewhere else and get a dress. You won't be getting one from Signature Boutique.
I don't have
whatever you need. You ain't getting it from me. So get to stepping with that. Okay, just get.
I have an extravaganza tomorrow night.
I don't give a. If it's a fabulanza, you ain't getting it from here. I ain't serving you. I ain't got time for this bull. Stop me.
I need my dress for tomorrow. I'm going out with Felix. I need
get Felix to go find you a dress somewhere. Don't call me with this. I don't have time for this. You got me up in my shop clowning. You. I don't need your service. I don't need your money.
But let me say something. What is
you
your
ain't
name?
Got to say. You ain't got. What's I'm done name? Talking to you. F*** you.
What is your name?
My name is Vivian. What is your name?
My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vivian, you just got pranked by your girlfriend, Shelby.
You know what?
Oh, God.
Y'all ain't no good.
Vivian, your girlfriend, Shelby.
Oh, my God. I'm going to keep some for real. Y'all are wrong for this. Oh my God, I'm kicking Shelby's. I'm kicking Shelby's. Right, y'all play around here. I'm over here sweating. Just got my weave done yesterday. Now I gotta go back for her to curl it all over again. And when I see your Tommy, don't let me see you on the street. I'm kicking.
Oh God,
I can't believe this. Y'all all out of control.
Vivian, before you beat my. I got one more thing I got to ask you, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Sure. Huh? Carl, y'all need a dress? Anybody need a dress?
No, we're good.
Nobody want a new dress? Not at all. Okay. Letting y'all know. I'm here for the ignorance. I'm here for the stupidity.
Oh, we know. Okay. There was never a question.
All right, long as you just, you know, might be wondering about it, I'm here for the stupidity. Okay. And I'm bringing it to Nashville, Tennessee, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 27, 28, 29, and 30. Most of the shows are gone. One show is still available, Sunday night. Second show is still available. You can get some of those tickets Monday morning. I probably won't make it here, but I'll tell y'all that later. I'll tell you
here.
If we get closer.
Tommy, how many seats is that, Zane? You know?
300. Yes, sir. Seven shows, thinking about adding eight. And if I add eight, I really ain't going to make it money. I'm just letting you know. You cool with that?
Yeah, you ain't going to add nothing.
No, I added already. I added two. So it was at five.
So you got one, two, two, and two. That's all you can do, though.
Okay. If you say so. But you know what I am? I can't add a 5 o'clock.
Well, I mean, you know, that can, am, would, might, all that. You know, until you add it, you know, you're talking to an old school pro dog. So until you add it, I ain't impressed. It's good that you're selling
out
seven.
They got you. They got your picture all over the wall.
I know, dog. I'm a legend.
You're what?
Legend. Living. Are you talking to me? This comedy. Not for real, dog. I ain't even going to lie to you. On the real, for comedy, since 85 to present, I'm in that status. That's all
you
good.
You are a legend. You are.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get you there.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, now that's
he gotta
good,
add
Steve.
This eighth show.
That.
He gotta,
I gotta add this eighth again. Yeah.
Dog, until you do what legends do, how you gonna be a legend, Junior?
You gotta do it.
When you did all those shows, did you make it to work on Monday?
I don't miss nothing.
Oh, Lord. All right, coming up next, it is my strawberry letter for today. The subject, a stepmom that may need to step away. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell them, Steve.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm so happy you said it.
Yeah, and we could be reading your letter just like we're going to read this one. You never know.
Let's go. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
A subject, a stepmom that may need to step away. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 11 years. My husband has three grown children from his previous marriage, two sons and a daughter. His sons are happily married, but his daughter is not. My husband's ex-wife constantly intrudes in our marriage and in her daughter's marriage. The daughter will not keep her mom out of her business, and it upsets her husband. The ex-wife has also made my husband's life miserable, but I can deal with that. It's my stepdaughter that is the problem. I am not welcome at any of the grandchildren's birthday parties or family get-togethers because of her. I have tried for many years to have a relationship with my stepdaughter, but she's not interested. I run around and buy things for her children and help her father get gifts for her children, and she will only thank my husband. She has never told me thank you. She refers to our home as her dad's house. It hurts my feelings that she does not respect my marriage to her dad. My husband always defends his daughter's actions and how he treats me. He tries to make it better by making up lies about how his daughter says to tell me hi when they talk. Steve, how can I get my husband to realize that his actions are just as bad as his daughter's attitude? I'm not worried about the ex-wife, but I have to spend time with his daughter, so I need to fix this situation. My family life is falling apart, and I am the only one who seems to notice. What should I do? What should you do, you ask? Well, first of all, I think you're doing way too much. I think you should stop doing everything, okay? Stop going to places with them. They don't want you there anyway, so stop going. Stop buying stuff for them. Stop trying to make them like you. Stop, you know, wanting a thank you from the daughter and going and helping, you know, buy stuff and get gifts and all of that. And just please stop letting this woman disrespect you like this, okay? You deserve much better. You know, it's not about them. It's about you. And your husband really needs to grow up here. He needs to speak up for you on your behalf. You're his wife. You should come first, okay? He shouldn't let anyone, I don't care who it is, I don't care if it's this crazy daughter that he has, his meddling ex-wife, anyone, come before you and treat you this way. My husband always defends his daughter's actions and how she treats me. Why is he defending her? Why isn't he defending you, his wife? That's who, and you need to let him know. What is going on here? I'm your wife. He knows that, but you haven't spoken up for yourself. You need to let your husband know how it's going to be from this day forward. You all need to be a unit, present that unit to the family and deal with it that way. Okay. Maybe the daughter will back down once she sees that the husband respects you and sticks up for you, but you got to stick up for yourself to your husband first. Steve.
Well, this is a complete mess.
Yeah.
Blended families are always difficult. I've had my share of difficulties with it myself, especially when you're dealing with these grown kids, because they have their own ideas of what they think should be. Had I listened to our grown kids, Marjorie and I probably wouldn't have got married, because they went bowling and decided, since we're just informing them, that they don't think we should get married. I called them a bunch of stupid blankety blanks and walked out the room simply because how y'all ignorant ass gonna tell me something? Ain't none of y'all got a husband, a wife, or a child. Now you gonna tell me how to behave. So I can understand that. It's gotten way better since then.
But
there's still friction every now and then. Your problem is that the daughter has sided with the mother, who is his ex-wife. She's totally taken her side. Now, there's something wrong with his ex-wife, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't be his ex-wife. It would be his current wife. My husband's ex-wife constantly intrudes in our marriage and in her daughter's marriage. Well, I thought you said his sons are happily married, but his daughter is not. Oh, that means she's married, but not happily.
Not happily,
married.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, first of all, his ex-wife doesn't know how to have a successful marriage. So any information that she's intruding on with her daughter's marriage ain't going to be helpful to his daughter, her daughter, because she don't know how to have a healthy marriage. And spreading dissension is her way. So now the daughter can't stand you. Now, what your daughter's is you are not welcome at any of the grandchildren's birthday parties or family get-togethers because of her. I've tried for many years to have a relationship with my stepdaughter, but she's not interested. I run around and buy things for her children and help her father get gifts for her children. She will only thank her husband. She will only thank my husband, the lady. She's never told me thank you. She refers to our home as her dad's house. It hurts my feeling that she does not respect my marriage to her dad. And you have every right to be hurt. So what do you do? At one point, it takes two to tangle. If the other person, it takes two people to tangle. It takes two people to have a relationship. A relationship is two people. She don't want the relationship. I agree with Shirley. Stop. Stop buying stuff for the grandkids and all this. Stop shopping for your husband. No. If you can't get respected, she don't talk to you, she don't thank you, then see, let him go buy stuff for the grandkids. Now, he caught between a rock and a hard place, and we're going to get to that after the break, but he caught between a rock and a hard place, because I know what he's trying to do. He tries to make it better by making up lies about how his daughter says to tell me hi when they talk.
She already knows that's not true.
You know, good and well, this heifer ain't said hi to me.
He's trying to keep the peace.
She ain't ever said hi to me, and I've been right here.
In front of her face.
So when the hell she starts sending messages? So you already know this crazy, but old dude, he don't want you hurting. The guy ain't bad. He don't want you hurting. But at one point in time, a decision's got to be made.
Yeah.
His loyalty is to you, period. But he's suffering from guilt, though. You got to understand, his daughter is making him feel guilty over the mom's condition, mental stability. Oh, he pouring it on this man.
Yeah.
And so you got to understand that. But I'll tell you what I think you should do when we come back.
All right, Steve. So when we come back, we'll have part two of your response to a stepmom that may need to step away. 23 after the hour. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're back with part two of today's Strawberry Letter. A stepmom that may need to step away is the subject. Let's recap, shall we?
Well, you know, this woman is married to his husband. They've been married for 11 years. He got three grown children from his previous marriage, two sons and a daughter. His sons are happily married, but his daughter's not. My husband's ex-wife constantly intrudes in our marriage and in her daughter's marriage. The daughter will not keep her mom out of her business, and it upsets her husband. The ex-wife also made my husband's life miserable. Mm. Oh, I know what that is right there.
What?
That ex-wife trying to make your husband's life miserable. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Been there?
I tightened up right there. I got tight because, Lord, I know what that is. Your ex-wife make your life miserable. Why won't she go sit her tail down some damn well? Get your ass off the internet. Quit selling stories to the Inquirer.
Okay, may I remind you this?
Stop lying about me. All the damn time.
Okay, this is not about you. I have to, you know, remind you of that, Steve. I think now is a good place.
Well, But when he said the ex-wife has also made my husband's life miserable, right. That was directed
no,
at
No, it
me.
Wasn't.
You don't see Steve in that
no,
sentence?
Not at all.
I know I do. No, dog,
no,
I do.
These are two different people, Steve.
Two different people, the same situation.
Has nothing to do with you.
I bet it's her.
Be objective, Steve.
First of all, I don't know what that means.
Well, take yourself out of it. Take yourself out of it. Take yourself out of it.
I wasn't in it until she said, ex-wife has also made my husband's life miserable. Now, if that don't sound like she talking to me, and I see, when God gives you a gift,
you, can bring the
you
Lord
got to
into
look
that.
At the gift for what it is and appreciate it.
Okay.
So now, here's what you got to do. Step away. Mm-hmm. You should step away. Yep. Ain't no need of trying to be kind and keep getting rebuffed. You don't have to just have a person keep spitting on you in your face. Stay out their face. That's all you got to do. Remove yourself from right. all this That's shopping right. and buying and trying to go to get-togethers and stuff. You know, I don't understand. They're having family events and then...
Is someone calling you right now?
What?
I hear your phone ding.
Baby, I'm popular. I'm popular.
Can't help what time it is.
Somebody calling me. When they ain't.
Are they hearing you
I wish
letter?
That wasn't.
Is that who you think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. She don't have this.
She hear you talking about
it. Hold on, let me explain something to you. Yeah. I got so many blocks and stuff. You don't even understand it.
Okay, back to the letter. Because
yeah,
you will
you
get
can't
the...
stop an ex. Don't ask me how I know. I just know.
Shirley's right. I would remove myself from the situation. I'm not worried about the ex-wife, but I have to spend time with his daughter. So I need to fix this situation. But his daughter don't want to fix the situation. Have you ever just said, hey, listen, I love your father. Your father loves me. I have nothing to do with your father's breakup. I'm tired of being blamed for it. I've been nothing but kind to you and these grandchildren.
She says
I want
that.
Us to have, huh?
She says that I have tried for many years to have a relationship with my stepdaughter.
Well, I just told her what
interested.
To say.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if she ain't interested, quit trying to have it.
Right. Yeah. Leave her be.
I'm
going
to hell
yes.
with you. You
just
know?
Live your life.
Bye.
Yes.
It's and don't bring them Christmas damn kids shopping. Over here no more.
Less Christmas shopping. You ain't about her or them damn kids.
That's
damn
right.
Damn.
I'm a stanger.
So wait, say that one more time, Steve.
Don't come
say?
Over here no more and don't bring them damn kids over here.
Do you talk about the kids too? They're going to feel bad? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. They're innocent.
Don't bring them over.
I tell you what, if you want the kids to come over here from now, send them over here by your husband. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't bring your ass over here no more.
But she's miserable in her marriage. She is in an unhappy marriage, so misery loves company, right?
Well, that's why I say yeah. send him over here by the husband, because yeah. he probably need a break.
He tired of you at
He's
home.
He's sick of your ass. I'm pretty sure he'd love to come over here with these kids. Sit up and watch a game with us and everything. Yeah.
He'd love to come over there by himself just to get away from your
yeah.
ass. Hey, mother-in-law, you mind if I just stop by and sit down?
I just swang
by Krispy Kreme. The light was on. Y'all want some donuts?
Right. That'll really make her mad if she, you know, yeah. develops a relationship with the husband and they become yeah. good friends. Yeah. So.
It's really no way to help people like that.
They're just
it's no
miserable.
Telling how long this ex-wife thing can last. Yeah.
Woo, trust me.
Oh, that was just about.
Fire another damn shot over here if you want.
I forgot what I was going to ask you now. Just,
I bet you did.
He keep going
threw
back.
Me off with that one.
Yeah, I you think me and Steve should answer this question.
I know what it was. Don't you think the husband should say something? Don't you think the husband
to what?
Should step
He's
up?
He's trying to say something.
Well, what? He needs to get them off his wife. You don't think the husband can do anything?
You know what?
What?
He's got a delicate line because he don't want, it's his daughter.
Right.
He doesn't want to lose a relationship with his
right.
daughter.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want the daughter to think he's picking the wife over her. and he don't want the wife to think that he's picking the daughter over her. Mm-hmm. He's caught between the rock and the hard place. This is a really tough position to be in, especially when it comes to the women. And boys get on with it a lot quicker.
All right, well, listen, guys, we do have to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter, which was not about Steve.
It wasn't.
Jay. Go to Steve Harvey.
My son has actually told me, Dad, I know my mom's crazy.
Go to Steve Harvey FM. Or go to My Girl Shirley, at My Girl Shirley. Coming up in 10 minutes, Comedy Roulette, guys, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for Comedy Roulette, Jay.
Break it down. Do you want it broke down?
Yeah.
Break it down.
Every week.
Explain it.
Every week.
Explain it.
We take four subjects. We put them on the wheel. We spun the wheel. Wherever the wheel stop, all these comedians on this show right here would do the damn thing. That's how good we is. Put them up, spun the wheel.
All right, here go the subject. Number one, I know what you're saying, but something in that story doesn't make sense, okay?
I like that one. That's a good one right there.
Number two, do you ever have any good news when you call? Ever? Ever? Number three, I ain't saying the house is nasty, but... Number four. Oh, that's not what you said when they were out of the room, okay?
All of them is good. All of them is good.
Yeah, those are good.
Give me that one.
You can stop on either one. Yeah, let's go, Kat.
Out of the room. Out of the room.
Good news.
Bad news.
Oh, you see what it stopped on? I ain't saying the house is nasty, but
I ain't saying your place is nasty, but a roach stopped me in the driveway, man. I would not go in there. Yo, I'm leaving myself.
That's the roach talking.
The roach said, man, hey, dog. You go in there if you want to. Go in there on your own will. But I'm out of here.
You're on your own.
Go ahead, y'all.
Come on, Junior.
I'll tell you what. I ain't said your house is nasty, but everybody else in the family thinks so. I ain't the only one feel the same way about your house. No, it ain't nasty. You said everybody else said so.
You know what? I ain't saying your house nasty, but you do have to wipe your feet before you go outside. I'm just saying. That's how nasty it is.
Wow.
I'd wipe my feet before I get outside. Wow.
That's nasty. That's nasty. Come on, Steve. What you got?
I ain't saying your house nasty, but when I pulled up in the driveway, a neighbor came out and said, so you going to go in without a hazard suit on? You going to just walk up in there with your clothes out like that?
I love it. Come on, Jay.
I ain't saying your place nasty, but it smell like you smoke cigars in there, and don't nobody smoke cigars.
I didn't care for that
one. Cigar smoker.
It wasn't funny to me at all.
Look here, I ain't saying your house nasty, but I can smell your toilet from out here. We
nasty.
Outside.
That's nasty, Junior.
Your house nasty.
Like this.
You know what? I ain't saying your house is nasty, but when I call there, I get an ear infection every time I call there. It's something wrong over there, man.
Good God almighty. Come on, big dog.
Come on, big dog.
I ain't saying your house is nasty, but how come the flies won't go in there? They all just circling the house.
I ain't saying your place is nasty, but all the milk in your refrigerator is cheese. I ain't saying.
God, dog. That's pretty nasty.
All of these are nasty.
Yeah. I ain't saying your house nasty, but why is this dog got slippers on in here? Yeah. Why is he walking around with slippers on his feet?
That's funny.
Wow.
You know, I ain't saying your house nasty, but how come a skunk come in here and he passed out? How did, how did a skunk pass out?
Oh my God.
I ain't saying your house nasty.
Well, what are you saying?
But how come your carpet is bubbly?
Oh, God.
Dog, is your carpet bubbly?
Why is your carpet bubbling up?
What the hell
what is that
going
about?
Hot nasty.
That's so nasty, you guys.
Yeah, that's nasty. I ain't saying your place nasty, but how come all your windows in your house look like they tinted? What is up with that?
That's dirt.
That's dirt.
Too nasty.
I ain't saying your house nasty, but in that corner, that is not a water stain. I know that's mold. Oh, that's just a water stain. Nah, damn it, that's mold. I know what that is.
God.
Try to pass that off.
Come on, Sean.
I'm not saying your house is nasty, but how come the burglar broke in and left a note and said, clean this up, I'll be back next week? How come that happened? Come on now.
Woo. This is a nasty house right here, boy.
It's a nasty house.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah,
what you got?
I ain't saying your house nasty, but why is the TV show Hoarders offering you $2 million to film in that?
Not $2 million.
They offering you $2
million. To film in that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You got going on. They would have given you $2 million. What the hell is in your nasty ass house?
$2 million. All right. Come on, Jay.
All right, I ain't saying your place nasty, but you got 18 boxes of old Jet magazines. When you gonna throw them out, man? Come on.
Oh, man. I ain't saying your house nasty, but Jehovah's Witnesses skip it.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
I'm not
nasty.
Even gonna go knock on that thing, though. We'll just go to the next one.
Yeah.
And one last one. I ain't saying your house nasty. But Jesus said when he come back, he's not going back there.
The Lord?
I'm coming back, but I will not be swinging by that house. Nah, you really need to do something.
Don't be washing no feet in there.
All right, guys, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, people keep talking to me about blank. We'll explain right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, we got an email from a listener. It says, my friend is a chef. People always talk to him about cooking. Even if he wants to talk about something besides food, the conversation inevitably goes back to him being a great chef. The email goes on to say, I have a friend working for candidate running for office, and every conversation in which she partakes inevitably turns into politics. So, Steve, what does every conversation in your life turn into? I mean, do people talk about TV, money, what? Funny?
Money and advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Success.
And it's not, it's not that they ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
They want to discuss, you know, ideas for it, how to make more. I don't really mind that, you know. I mean, it's like when you meet a chef, you're going to have questions because everybody loves inside information.
Oh, yeah.
A guy in politics, you want to get his opinion. You meet a pro football player, you want to get information about playing ball, other teams, how so-and-so. Man, have you ever faced Aaron Rodgers? That's just common. So, you know, man, you know, people, man, how was it, man? You know, I mean, you know, it's like people see Marjorie all the time and they go, I bet he's just a hoot to live with. Mm-hmm. I bet he just funny all the time. Then my wife
they
go,
think comedians.
No, he's not funny at home at all. No. They just go, yeah, you're just saying that.
Yeah,
like I'm just at the house, just
putting on a show.
Yeah, never stop. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like they always want to ask, tell me they have a strawberry letter for me. Ooh, I got a letter for you. Yeah. Ooh, I have a letter.
What they always
for
talk
you?
To you about, Tommy?
Prank my mama, prank my daddy, prank my uncle.
Can I just say this?
I swear I'm not this stupid.
Yeah. When the people I meet who meet
no,
me out
that's
there,
not true.
Let me just clear this up. I don't know where Steve is. I don't know what he's doing. Okay?
Say it, Jay. Yeah. Come on, for not, all of us.
If,
that. For all
if
of
I'm
us.
Not with him, I don't know where the hell he is. I don't talk to him that much. I just don't know. And don't give me a damn thing to give him.
Oh, they're coming with that one.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not taking it.
You're going to leave with a bag full of stuff for Steve.
How do you not take it, Jay?
Tell Steve. Yeah. I ain't telling Steve a damn thing.
But how do you not take the stuff,
you
though?
You just walk off?
Yeah. You know what I do?
What?
And I'm going to admit this. I'm going to say it.
What?
I'll take it, but I throw it away.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah. I've watched him do it now.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Oh, yeah.
You know what I don't like, Jay?
Yeah.
When they roll up on Tommy. Got something just for you, dog. Just for you. Hold tight. Come back 10 minutes later. Here it is. Get this to Steve. I'll be down.
I thought you
this
said it
my
was
book,
me.
And I know he'll like this book.
Yeah.
It's kind of like his book, but not
they bring food. Got a
book.
They bring food.
Like his book.
I heard Steve like German chocolate cake. I made one, so it's wrapped up.
But
already wrapped up in
foil.
Hey, no, let me finish. I made two. One for you and one for Steve.
That's so cute.
Go right in the trash.
But what are we supposed to do with a cake, though?
We can't put it in the trash. We can't eat something somebody we don't know hands of.
Right.
No.
And we can't get it. We can't put it in our purse.
But you hurt their feelings, though, man.
I don't give a damn about your feelings getting hurt. What you're not going to do is poison me. Nobody eats food from a total stranger.
No, they don't.
You can't do that.
It's not even smart.
Oh, that reminds me of that meme where this person was washing chitlins in their tub, in their bathtub at home.
What?
Yes. That's why you can't take food from strangers. You don't know what their habits are.
Bathtub chitlins?
Bathtub chitlins.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all ain't.
Yeah. It's all kinds of crazy stuff going on at home.
You can't have 220-pound boxes of chitlins in your sink.
In the bathtub. No.
You got to put them in the bathtub.
Yes. Right.
My mama done that before. Y'all still in the middle. I ain't eating no chitlins out your bathtub.
Right.
Man.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they
a lot of chitlins.
Right after they got out the tub.
Right after they got out the tub.
I'm going to get right back in here with these chitlins.
No. How about this, Steve? Hey, save that water because I got to clean.
Let that
water out.
Don't
drain that water.
That's ridiculous.
That's nasty. We back at that nasty house again.
Hey, Connell, don't you let all that water in that tub. Connell, when you finish washing, put some bleach and washing powder in there. I got to wash these chips. Add just a little bit of hot water so it'll be hot.
Wow.
Hey, Jay, when last time you had some chitlins, man?
Oh, man, it's been years. Now, don't get me wrong. I used to eat them, but, man.
Did you try the ones in Paris?
Nah, I never got
them. You ain't got over there?
Oh, yeah, to that restaurant.
Oh, they have chitlins over
about.
There?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go.
They were on the menu, Jay. We came back and told Steve about it.
Was it called chitlins or they had another name?
Yeah, chitterlings. Yes. Yes.
I think I'd go with Paris chitlins before I go with bathtub chitlins, though. I'll tell you that.
No, I don't want to go anywhere and eat no chitlins where the phrase is wee-wee.
Don't sound like they know what they're doing.
You got that right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that what you say? You got some good chitlins, wee-wee?
You got good chitlins, wee-wee?
Yeah. So that's what...
Hey, Steve, what do you want us to do with the stuff people be giving us to give you? What do you want us to do, man?
Go and keep it, man, you know.
I
don't need another blanket with my family on it.
Oh,
I don't need another blanket with
it. You get a lot of cute stuff they give me.
Please
I got
don't
some
give
cute
me no blanket.
Along.
What I'm not finna do is curl up under a few
blankets. A lot of pain. Yeah, you get painted where you look like Harriet Tubman. I'm like, that's nice. Look just like him.
And they have good intentions. We love our listeners. We do. But, I dig.
No, man, that's Steve Hart. Oh, okay.
Coming up, more of this crazy, ignorant Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, how's it going? First week back on the new show and everything?
Yeah. It's getting good reviews. The numbers were up over last year.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yeah. We accomplished something that every show was down from last year. Television is changing right before our eyes, except our show was up. So that was a good sign. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that any shows are in danger or anything. It's
different. It's changing.
Changing. The landscape of television is changing. Yeah. The numbers that used to be attainable aren't there anymore. It's too many channels.
Yeah.
People watch TV on their devices now.
Yeah, and their smartphones.
Everybody records and watches later. So television's totally changed the way they go about the business. So we'll just see.
But what about,
you know what, like, Steve,
what about the beard?
A lot of great response. Uh-huh. It's 98% really good response about it. I wasn't really concerned about it, you know. It's a change I wanted to make. So, you know, I mean, plus my girl, she likes it.
She loves it, yeah.
So I'm not really, that really, it's like really been helpful to me because I just edge it up on Tuesday mornings before I shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a reclip and edge on Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I just leave it alone.
You let it grow out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't got to fool with it. And, you know, just less makeup I got to wear. So, I mean, you know, what y'all think?
I like it.
I like the
clown.
Especially with them suits, man.
Yeah.
Suits, it pops with them suits, boy.
Yeah, the show is more personal now, Steve. Man. That's what I like.
And it's really personal.
Yeah. But the clapback, definitely. The singing clapback.
Tell us about the clapback, because that's a new segment you added.
Yeah, the clapback, I just added because, you know what? I know we're taught as celebrities not to comment on social media. Just leave it alone. Keep it moving. Don't give it life. But sometimes, man, you just get tired of people just firing off on you. And, like, on a serious note, like, it's really, really sad what the Inquirer can do or Radar Online. They don't care that you have a family. They don't care you trying to make your marriage work. They don't care how it affects your children. They just print lies. And they just print it, man. I mean, a story with no truth to it at all. And just print it. Just doesn't make any sense. So I decided.
Yeah.
I was just going to clap back on some of them. You know, you're fine at me. I can't say nothing back.
You do it all the time on this radio show.
Yeah, I just got tired of it. So now I got a segment called Steve Claps Back. Because I get tired. You're just firing off on me. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you about the lady I was walking in there saying and so what she said. I don't like the beard. It makes you look old. I said, let's review a couple things.
Please.
I was born in 1957. Uh-huh. I graduated in 1974. Uh-huh. I've been alive 11 years longer than a half a century. Mm-hmm. I've got 7 kids and 5 grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I'm is old.
And you said I'm is, too.
I am
too.
Old,
like.
But I am.
No,
I'm
is old.
I am old.
I'm
no,
is
I'm
old.
Is old.
Uh-huh. And old is the goal.
Is the goal.
That's it.
That's the right. Goal. Because so, consider you know, the alternative.
Right. So I'm embracing it, handling it well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't look bad for 61.
You're aging gracefully,
you know?
Very gracefully.
I ain't the best looking 61-year-old in the world. There's some cats out there in straight up shape. But if I get that, you know, I'm
45,
I'm thinking about, I'm really thinking about becoming the new Del Soki, man.
The most exciting man in the world.
The most interesting
man in the world.
Just
yeah.
One they got ain't worth a damn. One. You'd be great.
No, I like him. Great. I like the dude like they got.
Oh, you got swag.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, we'll be back.
But they hiring people with beards, so here I am.
Yeah. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today is the 17th anniversary of 9/11. Wow. Mm.
Where were you?
Oh, we were at work. We were at work.
Work.
Yeah, we were all at work in L.A. Before the show went national, all of that, Steve. I know you remember that day well. Well, in New York, ongoing focus remains on the new One World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan. The single skyscraper replaces the iconic Twin Towers that were destroyed on September 11, 2001. We will never forget the lives lost and the heroes, the first responders. It's never good news when you see George Zimmerman's name in the trending topics, okay? I think we mentioned him earlier in the show, Steve. The man who killed Trayvon Martin is back in the news for sending a series of threatening text and voicemail messages to a private investigator hired to find people to feature in the Jay-Z docuseries, Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story. When Zimmerman was asked to participate via a voicemail, he responded by calling the PI, his name is Dennis Warren, back 55 times. He called this man back 55 times, leaving 36 voicemails, 67 text messages, and 27 emails over a course of just 9 days. The communications included threats to Jay-Z and Beyonce, telling Mr. Warren to tell Jay-Z he's a B and his wife is a broke. It was horrible.
All of that's wrong.
Yeah.
I just ask a question? What he got to do to go to jail? Because they lock black people up for anything.
For anything.
So what? This ain't a terrorist threat.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
that's a terrorist
but
threat.
But I'll tell you what, though. Now, you run over there with Mr. Carter if you want to.
Yeah.
There's some people over there on that side of the camp ain't going to let you do that to him. Some people standing in that area, that's not going to, you're not going
to
be it.
Yeah. Zimmerman went on to say, Steve, if I see either of them in my life, they'll find themselves inside a 13-foot gator.
What?
He can say this and walk around free?
He can don't say even this? Know, he don't even know. When you start messing with Beyonce, he don't even understand what the beehive do.
Law enforcement.
Damn law enforcement. You got a whole other problem, partner. That damn beehive.
They're serious, right?
Man.
Right. Yes.
I'd rather have them than the police.
Protect you.
Because they don't care what the law is. Yeah.
Yeah, back in May.
Matter of fact, I'm thinking about taking out stock in the beehive.
Help them move around.
It's the most valuable fan base I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, I want the beehive to adopt me. I'm asking the beehive for your help with the National Enquirer, with Radar Online. Hello. I want the beehive to help me. Where
I'm
is
going
the
to see
beehive? Dog, I'm saying, look, this is a direct message. Let me talk to my social media right here. I'm asking the beehive. Please adopt me. If you could just treat me as tenth as good as you treat Beyonce, I'd be more than happy. And go get all them haters that's coming after me. I want the beehive to adopt a 61-year-old black man. I need leadership, guidance, and a family.
We're going to call them the African bees, Steve. That's the name of them.
Man, that's what I want.
All right, Steve is up next with today's closing remarks. We will hear those at 49 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. Last break of the day. Some parting words for us with your closing remarks, please.
All right. I guess without thinking about this much, I want to talk to you about life, how fragile it is. And I want to have something to say about, you know what? I'm really not going to get into the whole situation because I just be honest with you. There are actually times when I'm actually sick and tired of talking about it. I am exhausted with the fact that the color of my skin has to come into play in my everyday life, my just day to day. I don't know. I really can't think of any days realistically why I do not have to consider the color of my skin, the shape of my nose and my lips, wherever I go, the situation I'm in. I very rarely can think of a day that I'm not made aware of it or I have to factor it in. If you're not a person of color or a minority, you may not even be able to understand what I'm saying. But I'll just give you an example. When riding in the car and being stopped by the police, as me and my buddy Greg Calhoun was doing last year after golf outing coming from Montgomery to Alabama in his car. And we were speeding, and we were supposed to get pulled over. We were speeding. But what I had to do was immediately become aware that I am a black man. Skip your money and your fame. I don't have time to throw that out at you. I got to get and start preparing myself. As the officer approaches the car, I must understand without him getting my ID, I'm a black man, just a black man. So I put my hands up on the dashboard, and the officer came to the passenger side and said, "Why is your hands on the dashboard?" I said, "Because I don't want nothing to happen to me." The officer said, "While that's acting mighty suspicious." I said, "No, it's not. I'm just being safe, officer, if you don't mind." She said, "Well, I'll need to see ID." I said, "My ID happens to be in a pouch in the back seat. I would have to reach." She said, "Well, go ahead." And I was tense because I didn't want to be mistaken. When I'm on an elevator and I get on, I am conscious of the fact that me and my guy are the only ones on the elevator. When I go to golf courses, and I oftentimes see that there are hardly any African Americans out here. It's just me and one of maybe the foursome that I'm playing with. And I'm just always aware of it. If you're not that, you don't have to be aware of it. But it's the awareness that becomes draining at times. It's the fact that you got to be the only one on your floor, the only one on the elevator, the only one in the cubicle, the only one in your department, the only one at the meeting, the only one in the cafeteria, the only one on the trip, the only one at the hotel, at the front desk, the only one's kids that's in the recital, the only one's kids that's on the soccer team, the only one gets to be exhausting at times. This will not change until more people who are not of color can try to empathize or sympathize or generalize or something with us to say, you know what? I don't know how that feels, but I bet that ain't right. Because as I've often said many times, slavery didn't end just because black people got sick of being slaves. We were sick of it, the thought of it, when they put us on them boats. Nobody wanted to ride the boat over here and come be no slave. Nobody was under the belly of them slave ships going, "Man, this is nice. This is going to be a new opportunity." Nobody. So I want to wake up and just see what it feels like to just go about my day without having to calculate my race, without to have to calculate the color of my skin. To watch other people get paid a certain amount of money and then you don't get paid a certain amount of money with the same type of ratings, and then you got to incorporate something else again. Now, I've been very blessed with the life that I have, and I would not trade mine for anything. With all this sick and tired of being sick and tired, I also, what makes this all so tolerable for me is my love of who I am. My love of our power to overcome, our power to maintain in the struggle, our power to still be something when we were brought here to simply be nothing. So for us to have accomplished what we've accomplished, I'm grateful and awful proud of that. So I guess my pride just keeps me going on. I hope that God will continue to let whatever light that I can let shine through my existence to inspire someone else to overcome when it look like you ain't gonna make it. Because that's exactly what I've done. By the grace of God, I have overcome against all the odds, even when they said I wasn't gonna make it. And even though I'm tired of being tired, I wouldn't trade places and be nothing else, no how. Because in this struggle has taught me so many items.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.